How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to episode 34. It's very interesting how things work. Gonna be probably dedicating this video to Matthews and a whole lot more. We even have a special guest, but before we get into any of that, producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. With That Leafs Fan.
They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
What's going on? What's going on? How we doing, Mass? How we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Episode 34. It's funny how things work.
Stars align perfectly.
The star aligns perfectly. Double 34. That's Matthew's goal total, 68. Stupidity. Yep. Complete stupidity. I'm trying my best to not be like Matthew glazing.
Nah, he's earned it. Glaze all you want. Glaze him like a Krispy Kreme donut.
I'm like debating. I'm like, oh, okay, well, like there is other things. And then there's like Austin Matthews.
Here, I'll start it off. There was a world, there's a universe where the Leafs galaxy brain the first overall pick, and they've picked Patrick Laine. And he left like 4 years ago, got destroyed by the media, and now we're watching Austin Matthews score 68 goals for the Winnipeg Jets.
I like
this could have gone so wrong.
I like this universe a lot better.
Exactly.
Wow. I actually don't even. First off, because I know you're going to agree with me on this, I did not care about the results of yesterday's game, like at all. Like, I was watching the game, literally just like, Matthew score.
Yeah, no.
Okay, good. This game
is... In my pregame, I literally said a perfect game for me is Matthews getting a multi-goal game and losing because I don't want home ice advantage. And it's exactly what happened, so I can't be disappointed.
Okay, about that, home ice advantage.
Yeah.
I can't be the only one who, like, thinks... I said this last episode. I think any other team, because, you know, Toronto's, like, a very special fan base, special franchise, special in the best and worst ways.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't care that much about start. Like I actually see more of an advantage of starting away, less pressure, because you know the Maple Leafs in the playoffs, 100%. First 100%. Round, like it's any other fan base is like going crazy. Toronto fans are like biting their nails before puck drop even starts. And it's just nervous vibes.
I tweeted this and I'm like, I don't want home ice advantage because I know for a 100% fact, Florida's just going to walk into Toronto and dominate the first two games. And then the Leafs are going to be like, oh no, what are we going to do? And then Florida's just going to walk all over them in Florida. Like, dude, last year when the Leafs beat the Lightning, in the first round, I love saying that. When they beat the Lightning in the first round, they had home ice advantage. This is true. But they lost 7-3 the first game. Like, they don't start well at home. I feel like they feel like some sort of pressure. They don't play their game, and the road team feeds off of that and then just walks all over them. I think the Leafs are so much better starting off as the underdog, for one, and on the road. As kind of playing spoiler, I feel like that's what the Leafs have done so well this season is dominate on other teams' home ice. And the stats have backed it up.
Last year, they were 4-1 away. And they were, if we won 4-2, that means one game we were 3. We were 1-2 at home. No, 1-2.
So the first two, they split 1-1. Then they beat the Lightning both times in Tampa.
They lost.
Back in Toronto, they lost. So back in Tampa, they won. So they were better on the road, even though they had home ice advantage.
And then we lost the first two to the Panthers at home. And then we won one and lost one. And then we lost
at home. And that's exactly what I don't want happening again.
We were actually horrible at home. I'm like
this
thinking
is
about
what I'm saying. Do you want me to bring out the stats, man? Like,
no, they're brutal. They're horrible at home.
At home, it's not home ice advantage. Like, it's road ice advantage. I understand fans being like, "Oh, the team should put themselves in the best position they can." They did that by having not home ice advantage in the Keefe era. They've played 17 games at home, 17 playoff games. They've won 5 and lost 12. On the road, they've won 8 and lost 5. They're much better defensively. Their special teams are much better on the road. Like, everything here is just, yeah, the Leafs should want to be the road team. That's just how it is. And if I'm Florida, I'm throwing every single game that I play the next few games because I should know that. I should see that and be like, hey, this is probably a good idea. And if I'm the Leafs, I should use my brain and be like, you know what? Other teams would want home ice advantage. We don't. So we're not going to really try and win here. Austin, get 70 and then sit your ass down.
Is it even possible that we – yeah, no.
Unfortunately, it is still possible, but it's highly unlikely. Thank God they lost yesterday. Dude, if they won yesterday, I was going to lose all hope.
The Red Wings are playing their life on Saturday against us.
Yeah.
I really want to see Patrick Kane in the playoffs.
Who doesn't? But, like, honestly, I don't – if I'm honest, I'd rather see Pittsburgh because I think Pittsburgh has major upset potential. Like, if they play the Rangers in the first round, dude, I'm taking Pittsburgh easily. Easily. Easily, Giuseppe. Easily. I've done a video on, like, contenders, pretenders, all that. I dove into, you know, why this team is a contender, why this team is a pretender. And the Rangers actually shocked me. They're easily a pretender because, one, they don't score high-danger playoff goals, which you need to be able to do. Two, they rely heavily on their power play. They don't generate much at 5-on-5. And three, they rely heavily on their goalie. And sometimes their goalie isn't able to back them up. Their defense isn't good. They can't generate offense at 5-on-5. That's a pretender to me.
True.
Like, how many goals do you think Mika Zibanejad has?
27.
Yeah, he doesn't even have 30.
He actually has 27?
No, I think he's got like 26 or 25, but he doesn't even have 30 yet.
But yeah, I think he had like a stretch of like 2 months with no regular non-power play goals.
Yeah, no, they're not a good 5-on-5 team. They are not a good 5-on-5 team. Anyway, yeah, back to the Leafs.
Their power play is so stupid. It's so stupid. I'm thinking about it now. Adam Fox, Zibanejad, Panarin. First of all, just those three names.
It has to be because that's the only way they score their goals. So if they get a first round where the refs don't put the whistles away, then yeah, they'll probably benefit from that.
I don't see. Look, then we'll get right back to the Leafs after this. But other than Crosby, I'm sorry, I don't buy it for a second. Dude,
you gotta understand.
I get it. The playoffs are different 100%, and I could be wrong, but I'm just like, I've been watching them, and like, dude, even yesterday, they practically choked a 5-3 lead with like 7 minutes left on home ice versus the team competing with them. They threw them a point, which literally might be the point that screws them in the end.
Yes.
I don't know.
I just think you can't underestimate the team that just wills and scratches and claws to get in. Like, I don't think they're just going to stop the momentum there.
No.
Like, all these teams, they're like, oh, we're clinched, we're chilling. Pittsburgh's fighting tooth and nail. And when they actually get in, they're just going to keep fighting.
That's true.
There will be no switch that needs to be turned on. The switch is already on.
Yeah, I get that. It's kind of similar to like the Panthers last year, who kind of just I don't know.
The Panthers are much better. They're much better. But when they got in the playoffs, they weren't.
The Panthers?
Yeah, they weren't. No one had them taken over Boston.
Oh yeah, no, no. But like, you see what I mean? Like, their team build is just completely like.
Yeah, of course.
They are built for the playoffs. That team.
Yeah. The Leafs' first round opponent, by the way.
Hold on. The Bruins are only
if we
one.
Keep losing, dude. If we keep losing, oh, I'd love the Bruins. I'd love the Bruins. I'd love the Bruins.
And I said, when I said I want the Bruins, I was super clear on the fact that it's no round is guaranteed. What I mean by that is it'll determine whether we're supposed to be there or not in the first place. But then again, the Panthers or Bruins are, bro, it's gonna be, we're the underdog in both series. It doesn't matter. Like, it literally doesn't. And I don't mind that. Like, the way
they
don't
mind that either.
Let's use here. This is going to be our carryover point to tomorrow, to the Leafs. I'm not kidding when I say that. Again, the fact that it doesn't make sense to me is exactly what makes sense about it. Which, you know, it's stupid that you know what I mean, but you know what I mean. Like, there's just things that they do that I'm just like, nah, this is not. It's not the old Leafs in the sense of like. Dude, did you see yesterday when I think it was Nemec who literally, like Matthews kind of bodied him, if anything. They kind of just collided, and Domi's like, yeah, no, fuck that. I'm going to break
it. Domi commented. He's like, it probably didn't warrant a fight, but I saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I didn't like how it went down. So he's like, I'm
like
that.
Dude, there's great. People who are like, stupid, useless fight. I'm like, and you're going to be the same person who's going to go and watch the Panthers and being like, yeah. Stop. That was,
listen,
that's exactly what we've been screaming for.
If they want any chance against the Panthers, they're going to have to play like that.
100%. Where they're just like, see, that's okay. I mentioned this last episode, I think. Let's say we get the Panthers. Last year, we both know, because that was probably the most frustrating round of hockey I think I've ever seen in my life. Frustrating, like, week pretty much. After every whistle, after even at the end, like when the game is done, you have Tkachuk, Bennett, Cousins, probably Verhaeghe, like I don't even remember who it was.
All of them.
The whole team just throwing punches after the game. And then they're getting like 2-minute penalties when the game is over. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
No, they're not stupid.
But it's that this aspect, this identity to the team is, I think, what we have been screaming about for since the dawn of time, which is stand up for your players, don't get pushed around, have, like, for once we have a team of enablers in the sense of, like, it's not just one guy. Like, we used to have just Kadri. So now Kadri gets suspended, now we have nothing. Okay. Last year, okay, we have Bunting. Oh, well, Bunting is out now because the refs can isolate a pest.
Not to mention, the team didn't like Bunting's antics. Like, Brad went to some of the players and he was like, should I re-sign Bunting? And straight up, the players were like, we'd rather you didn't.
And it's what I mean. Like, that's the thing where it's like when it's just one guy and everyone else isn't like that, it's more of a kryptonite than it is a advantage.
It's not a team thing. They're not dragging the team into the fight if they don't even want to be there in the first place.
Exactly.
The team has to want to be there.
This year they want to fight. Like, yeah. And I mean like physically fight. Like Bertuzzi would drop his glove and the half tooth he has remaining. Domi would drop his gloves because he has no teeth remaining. Mm-hmm. You have McCabe. I don't think Simon Benoit has fought a couple times.
So of course.
You have Edmondson.
I have a hypothetical question for you.
Yep.
Matthews got into a fight last year in the playoffs with Stamkos. Does he get into a fight this year with the Florida Panthers?
Okay, first off, that was more of Stamkos punching him in the face and not really a fight in my eyes.
Yes, but both gloves were off.
Sure.
The gloves were off. Don't take that away. That's Matthews' first career fight.
Honestly.
I think I can see it. I'm not going to lie.
He's
on a line with Domi and Bertuzzi, man.
No, that's for sure. But if it's useful, like, it's obvious, like, you can't, like, Matthews being in the box for 5 minutes does not help your case. I don't care where. But
if he takes, like, Tkachuk with him or Reinhardt.
Yeah. Dude, I think I don't know. People are going to hate my take here. If he really kicks into dog mode, dude, I don't know. I feel like he can obliterate Tkachuk in a fight. Like, dude, if he's really implicated in the fight, I think he can absolutely obliterate him. There's going to be so many people who are like, dude, shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. People forget Matthews is literally 220, 6'3". The guy's a menace.
I feel like we're all just waiting to see, like, just Matthews obliterate someone. Because we know he can. We know he can. He's a big, strong boy, and we're all just waiting for it.
Dude, he made Sergachev look like an expired apple last year.
Yeah, exactly.
He's completely, like, he made him, like, a sponsor on the boards.
Mm-hmm.
He just cracked him. And I'm like, no one can go after him after. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
People are like, it's not like, let's say it's like Marner. Like, Marner looks small. Like, he's not a guy I ever want to see in any fight. Like, stay out of it. It's not for you. Dude, I don't know. I feel like Matthews can, like, throw a few, man. And I would love to see it. And now that we're on the topic of Matthews, I remember, and I've been preaching this. You know what? Sometimes you gotta take advantage of your good takes.
Yep.
And I said this year, first episode, that Austin Matthews was going to level up into a level we have never seen before. I think he's done exactly that.
Yep.
Like, to a T.
Take that run.
Like to, like when Victor Hovland puts the ball down at the Masters, like on the T, to the T, that shit was accurate.
Dude, before this season, I made like top goal scorer prediction. I had Matthews first, but I had him at 62. Even I underrated him. I was like, there's no way he gets even close to what McDavid hit. No, he's at 68 now.
He has, if I'm not mistaken, 26 points in his last 13 games, 14.
Yeah, he's been on fire. There was a streak where he was like, oh, it's been like six games. Where's the goal, Austin? It's been another six games. Where's the goal, Austin? And then the Domi Bertuzzi line started clicking, and it's just been
the streak from there. That's been a very, like, there's so many things I want to talk about. Okay, so that's one. Just hold that thought about that line. Hold it. The broadcaster yesterday said something about Matthews, which I thought was so accurate, was that the reason you're, like, the level we're seeing to Matthews this year is unique in, like, because even when he's not scoring, he's not stressed. He's still just playing his game. Like, if it doesn't go in, he has the confidence in himself where it's like, I'm still Austin Matthews. The goals are going to come. I just have to, like, go through the mud right now. Like, it's just not it. And now it's just like, I can literally be in my own net. And I can deflect the puck that goes in, and
he never looks like he's forcing anything. It always looks like it just comes natural.
The only thing that was being forced was the entire team stopping to play hockey and just being like, "Where is he?" Like if he was on the bench, they were gonna pass it to the bench. Like
we're gonna hold this here. Is Matthews hitting 70 on Saturday, and is that his last game?
Yes, and yes.
Good. That's the correct take. I'm not playing him in Florida. People were like, oh, are you scared of Florida's physicality? No, I'm not scared of their physicality. I'm scared of the fact that they will do anything they can to injure that man. Because especially Florida, they're playing in the playoffs. That's literally
Marner, Nylander, especially Marner that had the injury. Marner not playing that.
Yeah, there shouldn't be many regulars playing in that.
Send me Tampa, Alex.
If he's at 69, play him against Tampa. I don't fucking care.
Nah, not even.
Even then, that. I'd prefer if you didn't.
Dude, I'm sorry. Personal accolades to me are great. And this is like, as a hockey fan, it's impressive. And it's like, I'm cheering for it every single game more than I am the team win right now.
Yeah.
When it comes to the playoffs, dude, I you can hit 87 goals. I don't care.
I'm very sure. Sheldon Keefe has definitely told him, listen, Saturday's your last game. So if you want to do it, you better do it. And that's why he got a multi-goal game yesterday.
And like, Nylander shouldn't be a part of those games. And first of all, it's a back-to-back. So fuck that.
Yeah.
And it's like 2 days before. The way the playoffs were formatted, I find like, dude, do you know the amount of teams that are in the playoffs guaranteed that have a game 2 days before April 20th? Which is
It's so stupid. How are we playing Tampa? Hang on. We play Tampa friggin'
Wednesday.
We play Tampa Wednesday. And then we're going to play a playoff game against Florida Saturday? That's insane.
Well, luckily we're in Florida, so.
Yeah.
At least
all right. There. Donnie Bertuzzi, Matthew's line. It's here.
Yes, thank you for me. Okay. This was one of the examples this year, and we saw it. This happened because of the Marner injury. The Domi, Bertuzzi, Matthews, Bonanza, whatever you want to call it. Not the first time the Leafs do this year. Not a coincidence at all. You saw the team core defense level up when Riley wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Now Marner goes out and you see the offense level up. You see the depth. I think we have to like the narrative of this team only has four players for, okay. There's going to always be those people. And to those people, I'm going to just choose to not conversate with you because there's no substance to the conversation.
There's nothing you could say that could change their mind.
Yeah. It's kind of like you believe that. And there's nothing I'm going to say. Even if I literally show you here are the stats, you're going to be like, I don't see it. Only have these guys. Sure. You know what? I'm not going to conversate with you. There's no point. This is the most depth team we have had in a very long time. This is the most, team we've had. Dude, since, the Domi times. Mm-hmm. The Leafs have not had a team that is, the Leafs literally were considered the softest team in the NHL for the last, 10 years. Yeah. We're, one of the most penalized teams in the entire league. We're among the teams with, if I'm not mistaken, with, the most fights are definitely above average.
I just filtered penalty minutes in the Leafs stats. Domi's first with 116. Second is at 55.
Ryan Reeves?
No, Labushkin. Goes Labushkin, then McCabe, then Benoit, then McMahon, then Gio, then Reeves. And that's 55, 54, 52, 52, 49, 49.
Dude,
but 160.
Yeah, I don't know. But I like that because he's a tiny dude.
And yeah, but he's got heart.
But dude, the heart, yeah. That guy is going to fight anyone on the ice. Anybody. Mm-hmm. Matthew Tkachuk, you want to go do something stupid? Go for it. Yeah. I'm gonna kill you right after though.
He's our counter for Sam Bennett right there.
Sam Bennett, you want to throw down Matthew Nice? No problem. I'm gonna throw you into the fans in the crowd. Let's do it. Let's go. And I like that because that's not something we've ever had. So I think just that. And the thing is, again, it's not just we have Bunting now, who's annoying. Now it's become a lot less of an isolation and a lot more of an identity to the team where it's oh, okay, Domi's off the ice. Damn. Oh, shit. Bertuzzi's coming after me. Oh, Bertuzzi's off the ice. Damn. Okay, McCabe's coming after me. McCabe's off the ice. Well, his partner's going to come after me now. He's off the ice. Damn, I have Joel Edmondson putting a cross check through my entire family tree. It's not just one guy anymore. And in the playoffs, you need that because you saw the Panthers. To them, it wasn't even they. To a certain point, it's useless. But then there's a threshold when you cross it and have more beyond this threshold, it is now it's a force. Yeah. Because you can't stop it. It's just, no matter who it is, it could be Lomberg, it could be Bennett, it could be Tkachuk, it could be Verhaeghe, it could be Montour, it could be Barkov. It doesn't matter. It's just, that's the team where it doesn't matter who's on the ice. These guys know that if something is done to them, there's going to be guys to back them up. So they carry that same mindset. If something happens to you, I'm there for you. And we've never had that. Whereas this year, you see it, they'll go on Samsonov, line brawl. When have you ever seen all these these fights in front of the net? I could have counted on one hand how many I saw in the last 4 years. In the first five games, they beat that. Well, not first five. Let's say second half of the season, first five games of the second half. It was just complete.
We need to see it in the playoffs, right? Because if this is just a regular season thing, we're probably going to get swept against the Panthers.
See, but this, I get it. This. Is it to me? How do I position myself on this? This type of play is only something to me, this is something that is impossible to lose especially when the games matter more. Because like heart is something that only grows when importance is there. You don't need like think about it. Yesterday was literally a nothing game. It was a nothing game. Nothing. It was useless. We didn't need the points. It didn't matter in the standings. We're playing a team that's eliminated. Guy bumps Matthews the wrong way. I'm beating the shit out of you. So now you're telling me in a game that actually matters, where your life is on the line, like team life, whatever, and that someone does the same thing, that the same thing won't happen? No chance. Not a chance. No way. If anything, it'll just be, it won't just be one guy coming after you. And it's not, this is, I think we have to give credit to Tree Living here, because he kind of, no one really knows what he did in terms of who he went to decide to go and get. And everyone thought, like, in the first 30 games, we're like, oh, okay. This guy literally looked at a paper and he's like, oh, he can fight. He's tenacious. He's brutal. And we're all like, yeah, like, well, where, I don't know who you're icing, but that's not the guys we're talking about. Yeah. As the season goes on, as it gets more to crunch time, as it gets more important, we started to see it. And that's why I'm not worried that this is only something that'll get even more intensified come playoff time, because beginning of the season, it's like, is it really worth breaking your face like 15 times to, you know what I mean?
And honestly, that's probably why Ryan Reeves looks so much different, because he's taking the time back half of the season. He's like, yeah, I probably should start showing these guys what I actually am.
Yeah, it's like, I don't
and give a shit. And now he actually looks like a useful player.
I don't give a shit if you can take Arbor Xhekaj in the first game of the season.
Yeah, exactly.
Did we get the points? Yeah, sure. Okay, I don't care. Like, fighting to me in game one of the season, what is it?
Like, doing? Let's be real. First half is just get all the points you can. Second half is, okay, start trying to play playoff hockey again.
And I feel like it's not something we're used to. Like, it's something they've done. Like, dude, this is probably, I want to, the Leafs are, like, in the past, we're so used to seeing, okay, random 14-game win streak, 500 hockey, playoffs. 10-game win streak, 500 hockey, playoffs. This year, it's like 500 hockey, a bunch of 4-7 game, or a bunch of 4-6 game win streaks, point streaks, bundled with a couple of losses in there. So we have to keep getting those win streaks, playoffs.
Yeah.
So it's like, the season did this. To those who are listening only audio, I'm flipping my hands, meaning like it's the complete reverse of a season of what we're normally used to seeing. And then you implement all of the physicality, and you implement all of like these are things that on paper you don't see. And that's why the Leafs on paper always used to look so good. But then when they got to the playoffs, we're like, what is it? What's the problem? Why can't it work? Well, here's your answer. These are things you don't see on paper. Well, you see it on paper when you look at Domi's penalty minutes, but you get what I'm saying? Like, where it's, you look on paper, you can't define these, like, these traits to a player's game. But then you watch, you're like, oh, okay. You saw it with the Panthers. You're like, I don't get it with this team. And then you watch them, and you're like, oh, okay. Yep. I get it. Okay, I get it.
I do think all that's important, but I don't think it'll win you a series. If your special teams isn't clicking, you can't defend, and you can't figure out why the Florida Panthers are breaking you down in 4 seconds. Like, there's a ton of things they need to figure out, especially how to deal with the Panthers' speed, because it's not just speed, foot speed. It's how fast they break into the zone, how fast they break down your defensive system, and how fast the puck's in the back of your net. The Panthers are the fastest team in the league. The Leafs have to deal with that.
Yes. Like, again, at the end of the day, like, the Panthers are going to have, if, again, this is if we get the Panthers, I'm just speaking hypothetical now, but if we, like, there's going to be, we also have to, like, respect the Panthers as a team, because the same way you have to respect Matthews as a player, or Nylander, or Marner, whatever, the Panthers are a great team. So even if we play to our game, or our perfect game, the Panthers are still a really insane hockey team. Like,
yeah, no, there's a reason they're above us in the standings. They've earned it.
And I don't even mean standings. Like, I mean, like, they've shown that they could compete versus any team at any time. There's no such thing as they're out until they are literally out. Yep. So in that sense, you have to respect them as a team and like also understand, like, if anyone thinks that the Leafs are going to completely shut down the Panthers, you have a rude awakening.
Dude, you're living in dreamland, man. I'm thinking like, the exact opposite.
Somebody commented on one of my videos, Leafs in four. I'm like, I feel bad for you, man. I really, like, I used to be there when I was 8 years old, and I believed in fairy tales. I feel like reality is going to hit you.
Didn't
like
you say Habs in four in 2020?
Or Leafs in four against the Habs?
No, I think I said them in five. In 97 million other universes, that's a series they win in five, but it's the Leafs, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, anyways, I don't ever want to talk about that again. But
They're special teams. It's got to start clicking. And that's another thing I want them to be on the road, is they're better special teams on the road.
I'm not worried about that.
I would be, because if it's going to be the type of series Florida wants it to be, the Leafs are going to have a lot of power plays. And if you can't capitalize on those power plays, then it literally doesn't matter.
Did you watch the game yesterday?
Yes.
I'm not worried about Nylander not scoring points in his last eight. That guy looks
I'm not necessarily worried about Nylander not scoring. I'm just kind of worried about how he's been playing. I've watched this guy for a long time. He's my favorite player. I pick up on these things. I think for about a month now, he's taken the puck, he's walked the blue line, and he's lost it. He's struggling to enter the zones as cleanly as he used to. He's struggling to have the puck on his stick as cleanly as he used to. I think he's just in his head about chasing 100 points. I think he realizes, I'm a little bit inconsistent right now and I should probably pick it up. But I think he's overthinking. I'm worried about that, but I don't think that's going to carry in the playoffs. He's not the type of player where I should be worried that he's going to do that in the playoffs.
Like I said, yesterday's game, Matthews got two, sure. Tavares got two. Nylander, to me, by far was the most dangerous Leaf on the ice, like nearly the whole game. Mm-hmm. Dude, the guy was just like shooting from like he was. So it's like if you can just sharpen the details there, I'm not worried about the foundation of your game. Like he's, I don't know, like the fact that he had no goals and there was two other guys who had two goals. And to me, that's what I remember. That tells me all I need to know. And obviously there's things to refine to their game, but it's like, like even yesterday, I saw people all over social media, oh, Samsonov. Dude, shut up. Like, what?
One, I will defend Samsonov with my life, but he didn't have the best game, but he didn't have a chance to have the best game when you look at the first two goals. Like, Sheldon said it best. You left him out to dry, and then he couldn't find his rhythm because you left him out to dry. Like, Giordano, what was that? What was? You couldn't have given him the best pass ever. Dude, it can't be a better pass.
The game to them, like, again, I'm not going to harass the team over a game that every single person knows. And say what you want. I don't care. Be like, oh, it's the NHL and they got to win the games. And I'm far more focused on these people staying healthy rather than beating the New Jersey Devils on a Thursday night right before. I don't give a shit.
People are like, oh, they need to go into the playoffs on a win streak. No, they don't. It really doesn't matter.
Dude, I'm sorry. They were out of our division in the last, like, 15 games. We're the hottest team.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like – so that's what I mean. People are only willing to use the stats when they were talking to me if it works against. It's like, oh, well, the Panthers went, like, 7-2-1. Like, yeah, but I'm like, yeah, well, no disrespect to them. Well, if you're going to bring up their last games, well, they're like 8-2 in their last 12. Do you see me saying the Panthers are not going to be good in the playoffs? No, because I know it doesn't matter. They're just
No one's factoring in. Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, why are we doing that with, I get it. I get where like the hesitation comes from, but it's like, okay, take away this game against the Devils. Dude, the last game against the Devils, which like literally 2 days ago, away again, of course, we dogged them. It was like, holy shit. Dude, I think the shots were like 49-24.
Yeah, Jake Allen played a great game.
Yesterday, not so much.
Yeah, yesterday, yesterday he didn't.
Dude, it was 3-2 9 minutes in, and I was like, it was 3-2, then 2-2, and then 3-2. If you watched, you know, this just everything was going in. Stupid. Again,
it was 1-1 after a minute. Three things popped into my head. One, okay, Matthews is getting his multi-goal game. Two, okay, no one's playing defense. And three, okay, we're probably going to lose this one, which is good.
Yeah. And I'm not, that's why, like, I was watching the game and I'm just like, this is how much I didn't care about yesterday's game. When the Leafs let in the 6-5 goal and then they got a power play, I'm like, ooh, chance for Matthews hat trick. Like, nice, because if it's 5-5, well, then you bring it to OT. Well, you have a good chance there, but I'm like, now
they're all gonna shoot everything. Here's the difference: when they got a power play, I was like, oh, okay, so I know they're not tying it up. So, again, I'm happy that we lost, and I knew that the power play was basically the death of it.
Yeah, they just start passing around too much, but
yeah,
I'm just look, it's, I think there's a lot of. Obviously, look, there's definitely things that the team has to fix in terms of, I think they have, there's always going to be details to this Leafs defense that's going to need work always. If you have the core you have, it's just a given.
Yeah, it's just
the way it is. But for what we have defensively, like for the players they are and what they're supposed to be, I mean, I don't think you can really pinpoint, like, dude, I think McCabe has been great for what he was supposed to be. Simon Benoit has been like a shining star for what he's supposed to be. Like, I'm not saying he's like should be ever a top four defenseman, but for what he's done on the Leafs this year, he's better than a free league minimum contract, that's for sure.
He
earned his contract next year for the next 3 years, actually, and I don't mind it. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's obviously going to be things to refine, but there's also a lot of, if we're going to look at the details they need to fix, I think it should also go hand in hand. And we should also look at the things that we have now that we haven't had in a long time in terms of identity, in terms of style of play, in terms of what they do versus what they used to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say you're a bit higher on the team heading into playoffs than I am.
It's not even, to me, it's just, I know that it's their, like, the ball's in their court, and I have more faith in the players because of the heart they've shown, rather than the past where it was shown more on statistics or paper. This year, it feels a lot less paper and a lot more product on the ice. Not every game, not every moment, of course not. But there's a lot of things that I've been asking for, and I think I'm very used to shaming the team, as many of us Leaf fans are, and rightfully so. I don't blame anyone who does, because they have put us through the ringer every single time. However, I think that improvements are things that develop slowly over time, especially for hockey. It's not just you get a guy and now your team's fixed, or you acquire something and now your team's fixed. That's not how it works. It's
molding,
and you've seen the team slowly but surely come to, they feel a lot more like they want to play for each other compared to in the past, where it's like they would abandon, like beginning of the season, it's like, they're abandoning Liljegren, they're abandoning Samsonov, they're abandoning like each other on the ice. And now it's like, you so much as breathe the wrong way on these guys, like, that's my brother out there. Like, I'm going to break your face. And I like that.
Yeah, no, if this continues into the playoffs, then it's probably going to be one of the most entertaining series, for sure.
Yeah. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see. But
all I'll say is, if they do end up beating the Panthers, they're going to have to do it offensively, because it's one of the worst defensive teams I've seen in a long time from the Leafs.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
The mind farts per 60, they're still there. They've definitely been worse, but you just look at their system, the way they get broken down, and just what they leave open, they got to clean that up in the playoffs, or they're going to get exposed.
True. But it's tough. It's tough. I'll end it on this. They need to play the Panthers the way they played the Panthers in the first two periods of, you know exactly what game I'm referring to, and not how they played the third. If they can keep it tight like that, Because I'm sorry, the game where we won 6-4, which was literally 5-1 heading into the third or something like that.
It's not a good
I didn't, the Panthers didn't even start. It's a season game. I know it's not a good indicating factor. It's whatever. But I'm saying at the end of the day, you're obviously you level up in the playoffs exponentially, and that goes for everyone. But the foundation of that game, the Leafs didn't allow the Panthers to wake up in that game until they did.
Yeah.
And they have to do that. Like, they have to play a full 60 across every line, and they have to match the Panthers' energy of, like, hit me, I hit you twice. Hit me, I hit you three times. Like, it,
you can't let the Panthers wake up in a playoff game, because they will reverse sweep you so fast.
But it is very possible, very hard, very hard. But it is possible to keep them silent if you play the way you play. Because just like the Leafs, every team has their downfalls. No one recognizes the ones of other teams as much as they do the Leafs, because there's not as much focus on it, which is normal. But let's not forget, that's a hockey team the same way we're a hockey team. And in that sense, I give full credit to them. I am not writing them off by any means. Matter of fact, I think they need to be more prepared as ever if they even want a chance in beating the Panthers. But let's not forget, those guys are humans on the ice the same way you are. And they're not perfect the same way you aren't. So
I think
don't treat them like God if you're not God.
Yeah, I think it's very safe to say that this is probably the hardest series in the Matthews era.
But it's not one that we have no chance in at all.
No, of course not. And that just shows you the growth the team has had.
And it's just, it's going to be tough. Because now there's no more excuse anymore about, like, oh, but it was this, oh, but it was that. It's like, look, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. I don't care who we're playing. Just get four wins before they get four on you, and that's that.
I mean, that's essentially our playoff preview right there. That's done.
Yeah, there you go.
You probably will do another one, but I will not be here.
Yeah, you're going to be in Ireland.
I'm going to be in Ireland.
That's awesome.
Not watching the playoffs.
That's so crazy. So I don't know how you're going
to
do it. Hey, man,
there's more to life than hockey.
Of course.
Leafs will always be there.
True. True. I forget that sometimes. To me, it's always the end of the world every April. But anyways, Mass, thank you very much for coming on. Guys, if you haven't already checked him out, that is Mr. Massimo on TikTok. Not Massimo on TikTok. I'm so stupid.
It's LeafsFanMD on TikTok, LeafsFanMD Plus on YouTube.
I'm so used to calling you by your name now that I...
That's okay. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, LeafsFanMD on TikTok. Go and check him out. He has awesome content. He talks exactly the way he does here. Very honest, very passionate fan. And if you guys did enjoy today's episode, make sure to drop a like, hit that subscribe button. Guys, the playoffs are right around the corner, and I can't wait to watch them on Lake Mass. Sorry.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.